Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Yamraj Instructs His Messengers, Text Number 19. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam na vai vidur rishayo napi deva na siddhamukya asura manusha kuto nu vidyadara Charanadaya Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Navai vidurishayo napi deva. Navai vidurishayo napi deva. Na siddha mukhya asura manushya. Na siddha mukhya asura manushya. Kuto no vidya dara charanadaya. Kuto no vidya dara charanadaya. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Navai vidurishayo napi deva. Na siddha mukhya asura manushya. Kuto nu vidyadara charanadaya. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Navai vidurishayo napi deva. Na siddha mukhya asura manushya. Kuto nu vidya dhara charanadaya. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Navai vidurishayo napi deva. Siddha mukhya asura manushya. Kuto no vidya dhara charanadaya. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam.
Ladies.
Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Navai viduri shayuna api deva. Siddha mukhya asura manushya. Vito na vijyadara charanadaya. Dharmam, real religious principles, or bona fide laws of religion. To, but, sakshat, directly, bhagavat, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, pranitam, enacted, na, not, vai, indeed, viduhu, they know. Rishaya, the great rishis such as Bhrigu. Na, not. Api, also. Deva, the demigods. Na, nor. Siddha Mukhya, the chief leaders of Siddha Loka. Asura, the demons. Manusha, the inhabitants of Bhur Loka, the human beings. Kuta, where? Nu, indeed. Vidyadhara, the lesser demigods known as Vidyadharas. Charana, the residents of the planets where people are by nature great musicians and singers. Adaya, and so on. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. Please repeat. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. Purport. When challenged by the Vishnu Dutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamadutas said, Veda Pranahito Dharma. The religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order among materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are nistraigunya, above the three modes of material nature or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore when prevented from arresting Ajamil, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith in the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.42, wherein Krishna says, Veda Varavrata Aparta Nanyad Astiti Vadina. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremonies. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of the Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vedaischa sarve aham eva vedya. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith in the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavadarata. Herein, it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Prityaja Mamekam Saranam Braja. One should give up all other duties and surrender onto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly or from his special representative as stated in the next verses. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamyam Dadati Shvapadantikam Mukham Kuru Devachalam Pankam Langayate Girim Yadkipatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Tarinam. So, herein we're hearing from Yamaraj speaking to his messengers, the Yamadutas, who were also quite learned, just like in human society, there are so many learned people, and they're very expert in so many fields of knowledge, and they may speak very eloquently, just like you see sometimes you hear these politicians who, when they give their presentations or whenever they stand up before the Congress or before the United Nations, they're very careful in all their words, and they spend so much time writing their speeches so as to not be very direct or they're very careful not to really address the issues. And what to speak of religionists. They're also very learned, and they may speak very eloquently and in very flowery words, as Srila Prabhupada points out in this purport, Veda Vadarata Partha. Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjuna in the second chapter and points out that those who are simply attracted to the flowery words but are some of the different nuances which are there, they're actually missing the point. They don't really get to the crux of the problem. Just as, so here we're hearing from Yamaraj, he's getting to the crux of the problem. And that is that one has to hear from a bona fide authority. Otherwise, what is the use of that hearing? Otherwise, what is the use of that religious principle? Just like, again, so many people nowadays, they're in the present society, they're following so many different traditions. This word dharma is used. I was listening to one very nice lecture this morning. Srila Prabhupada was talking about dharma, or which generally we understand to be, to mean religion or a kind of faith. But that really isn't the true meaning. Right or wrong, that religion may be right or wrong according to time, place, and person. And we see it practically that so many persons are following this faith and that faith. Today I'm this, tomorrow I'm that. Next week I'm something else. So these types of religions or faiths or understanding of dharma is not its true understanding. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that dharma actually means one's constitutional position or its natural characteristic, just as, and he gave the example of fire, how, we've heard this example many a time, how fire means heat and light. If you don't, I can say I have a fire in the house, but if there's no heat and light, then what sort of fire are you talking about? It's not really fire. So, or just like our cooks know that when you have a chili, its natural characteristic is hot. If it's not hot, then what sort of chili is it? It's not really chili. Chili is meant to be hot. Or water is meant to be, its natural characteristic is to be liquid or fluid. So the natural characteristic, as Dharmaraj here is pointing out, is to be, is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first of all, is given by someone who knows what they're speaking about and not they're just sort of giving some presentation to bewilder people or to comfort somebody's mental situation or physical problem for that matter. But real religious principles are enacted by Supreme Personality of Godhead, first of all. And that real religious principle means or is, particularly in the human, and we're talking about humans here, just as in the verse, he points out that he's speaking about higher personalities, those who may live in the higher planets, demigods or Siddhaloka residents, even the Asuras, who are very powerful personalities, or human beings, Charanas, Vidyadharas, the Rishis. He doesn't talk about animals, cats and dogs. But real religious principles are meant for the human beings, and the natural human characteristic is to be engaged in service to the superior. That's the natural characteristic. We see that practically in society. People are, when they're engaged in service, there's a greater sense of satisfaction. Therefore, the Vedas describe Vasudeva Paro Dharma, that the real dharma, the real natural characteristic or constitutional position of the living being is to be engaged in the service of Vasudeva, as given to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Authority. God means the Supreme Authority. There are so many authorities in this world. Everyone's an authority. And when there are too many authorities, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out on this very nice lecture I was hearing, Prabhupada was pointing out how when there are too many authorities, too many chiefs, nothing gets done. Simply argument. Why should I listen to you? I'm a chief. No. Well, I won't listen to you because I'm the chief. So nothing gets done. But God is the supreme authority. Of course, his position, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his position has to be established. And that will be pointed out in the following verses. But God is the supreme authority. And that supreme authority is meant to be served by civilized men. Therefore, the personality of Godhead enacts these religious principles for mankind, because really that's our only business. Our only business is to be engaged in loving devotional service. Savai pungsa paro dharmo. Real religious principles are by which one attains to the loving devotional service of the personality of Godhead. It's a voluntary offering. It's not something that's imposed or threatened, that if you don't, just like we hear in society in general, when some authority speaks, they try to present it in some way where you feel threatened. If you don't, then we'll take away, or we'll tax, or we'll there's some sort of repercussion. Of course, that same principle is given in a higher sense by the personality of Godhead, wherein he says sarva dharma prajajam amikam saranam vraja. But that's a loving command, that if we engage in voluntary devotional service of the personality of Godhead, then one is relieved of the miseries of material life. And again, the choice is there. Either we can take it voluntarily, or we can take it in a forced sense, wherein the Bhagavatam explains, or Krishna explains the Bhagavad Gita, Tribhya Gunamayir Bhavar Evi Sarvamidam Jagat, that you can either serve the personality of Godhead voluntarily. He's the supreme authority. He's giving the principles, the real religious principles, the real information, the real instructions. Or you can do as you like and serve the material nature, serve under the modes of nature. Dhamma, what is that? Daivi, Eshu, Gunamai. The choice is there. You can live comfortably in devotional service, or you can struggle in this material world. And Srila Prabhupada was pointing out how In the material world, we're tired. Material life means a tired existence. where there's no comfort. Just like in a prison house, there's no comfort. Someone may think, well, I've just like they recently opened up this, I think it was an $80 million prison here in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles. They just a few days ago, they opened up I think it was $80 million or $180 million, whatever. Anyway, they're spending so much money in such foolish ways. Of course, in the material world, it's a necessity. You need to protect, I guess protect, the innocent from the rogues. But the first thing that came to my mind was that, oh, well, now so many of these prisoners who are in these overcrowded conditions, now they can go into a beautiful $80 million or 200 and whatever million dollar prison, and everything is just brand spanking new, and it's, but really there's no a comfort. We've heard so many horror stories how in the prison house people are abused and intimidated and so many other things. I was watching one documentary on prisons and how in prison life there's such a struggle every single day. You're leery of everyone that's there. You're fearful for your life. You're intimidated by this group of people with this tattoo and this group of people with that tattoo, and it goes on and on and on. It's a hellish existence. And so Srila Prabhupada was pointing out how a material life means to become tired. We're tired. We need to be tired, actually, in order to come to Krishna properly. One needs to be tired of material existence. But material existence means to be simply tired. Everyone is exhausted living in this sort of life. So, what is the alternative that's being given here by Yamaraj to the Yamadutas? And that is following the religious principles as given by the Supreme Authority, which is also a very important point, that one has to receive this knowledge from the proper authority, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that this transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, or from his special representative. So it has to be heard from those who are authorized to speak and who are not just giving some lip service. The religious principles, real religious principles, are meant to invoke a loving sentiment to the Personality of Godhead. They're not meant, dharmasya hi apavargasya narto rataya kalpate, they're not meant to be just performed for some kind of material gain or some sense gratification, which is the general tendency, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport. And as the Yamadutas understood, Veda pranahito dharma, that the principles are simply enacted for some ritualistic gain, or that we should engage in religious work for, again, some enjoyment, some foolish idea. Srila Prabhupada was pointing out that people in general are they're not very intelligent. So they want no more than sense gratification proposals. They don't want any more than that in heaven. They're thinking that heaven is that place where I can just enjoy with beautiful people and intoxication or whatever. But this is not the idea. Srila Prabhupada compares it to a fool who's attached to a flower of a poisonous tree, not knowing what the reactions or the repercussions are. The flower may be very beautiful, but if you don't know, if you don't recognize the plant that it's coming from, you don't realize the effects of it. Just like we even have this one tree that's out here, actually, by the dumpster. I forget what the name of it is, but it's there in front of the gate. It's a very beautiful flowering tree. But if you take the sap of that tree, it's actually poisonous. It can get you sick, what to speak of rashes. One may practice a particular religion or engage in so many ritualistic activities which are very beautiful and elaborate and maybe in the material estimation attractive. But if one is not informed, if one is not in knowledge, then those same activities may entangle one in this material world more and more and more. And this is the point that the Yamaraj is making here to the Yamadutas. And it's not understood by even such great personalities. Of course, the rishis are very powerful personalities. The demigods are great personalities. The leaders of Siddhaloka and Vidyadharas and Charnas, they're great personalities, advanced personalities in their own right. But unless one hears from the proper authority, that knowledge is it's meaningless. There's no real benefit to it. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishvalamata. You can hear so much, you can receive even a mantra from some seemingly great personality, but if that is not in line, if it's not from an authority, a bona fide authority, and that knowledge of that mantra is, it has no effect. It really has no benefit. And Prabhupada explained on this, in this tape, that one therefore has to hear from the proper person. Mahajano yena katha sapanta. We're hearing and following from bona fide authorities. Because, again, that knowledge, just like in the next verse, there's a very beautiful line, guhyam vishuddham durbhodham, that this knowledge, it's very confidential. It can't be understood just by one's material qualifications. It has to be heard from someone who is situated in devotional service. or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, as Srila Prabhupada points out here. It must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly or from his special representative. And therefore, the members of this Krishna consciousness movement have a great responsibility. Our responsibility is to give them what the Lord has said himself, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So, of course, there's many more things that can be said about this verse, but we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.